अस्ट्रेलियामा विश्वविद्यालयको पढाइ निकै महँगो छ। नेपाल लगायत विभिन्न मुलुकहरूबाट यहाँ पढ्न आएका अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय विद्यार्थीहरूले निकै ठूलो रकम बुझाएर आफ्नो पढाइ पूरा गर्छन्। तर अस्ट्रेलियाको नागरिक भइसकेपछि सरकारको तर्फबाट विश्वविद्यालयमा पढ्न चाहनेहरूको लागि केही सहुलियत र पढाइ खर्चको कर्जा उपलब्ध छ र करिब 90% अस्ट्रेलियन विद्यार्थीहरूले यो सुविधा लिने गरेका छन्। एक तथ्याङ्कका अनुसार स्नातक तहको पढाइ पूरा गर्न 32,000 पर्छ भने चिकित्सा शास्त्रको अध्ययन गर्नेहरूका लागि 60,000 पर्न जान्छ। ग्राटन इन्स्टिट्युटका उच्च शिक्षा सम्बन्धी कार्यक्रमका निर्देशक एन्ड्रयू नोटनले केन्द्रीय सरकारद्वारा उच्च शिक्षाका लागि विभिन्न कर्जाहरू उपलब्ध भएको बताएका छन्। उनको अनुसार यी मध्ये सबैभन्दा लोकप्रिय चाहिँ हेक्स हेल्प रहेको छ। यो हेक्स हेल्प अन्तर्गत अस्ट्रेलियाका नागरिकहरूले आफ्नो उच्च शिक्षाका लागि कर्जा लिन मिल्छ। यो सुविधा अस्ट्रेलियाको स्थायी बासिन्दा वा पर्मानेन्ट रेसिडेन्ट भिसा पाएकाहरूलाई उपलब्ध भने छैन। नोटनका अनुसार अस्ट्रेलियाको नागरिकता लिएका मध्येहरूमा यो हेक्स हेल्प सबैभन्दा लोकप्रिय कर्जा रहेको छ।
Virtually all undergraduates in Australian universities are eligible for HECS help, with sort of permanent residence being the only major exception. And of those who are eligible, about 90% take up their loan. So this is by far the most popular kind of loan. And if you're an undergraduate, it's pretty unlikely you will have any loan except that.
यसरी कर्जा लिएपछि विद्यार्थीहरूले आफूले आर्थिक वर्षमा 54,000 भन्दा बढी कमाउन थालेपछि सरकारलाई 4% दरले वर्षेनी ऋण बुझाउनुपर्छ र ऋण चुक्ता नहुन्जेल सरकारले 4% दरले वर्षेनी उठाउने गर्दछ।
It's an income contingent loan, so that means that at the moment if you earn less than $54,000 a year, you don't make a repayment. But if you earn more than $54,000 a year, the government will take at least 4% of your income in repayment, and they'll keep taking that until all your debt is gone.
हेक्स बाहेक निजी विद्यालय वा उच्च शिक्षा प्रदान गर्ने निकायमा जाँदा पनि सरकारसँग कर्जा लिन मिल्छ। यसका लागि बेग्लै किसिमको कर्जा उपलब्ध रहेको नोटन बताउँछन्।
Then there's another scheme called Fee Help, and that applies to students who are in full fee places, and that's mostly postgraduate courses or courses in private higher education providers. SA Help is to pay for your student amenities fee, so each university charges about $300 for extra non-academic services. OS Help is if you want to do a semester overseas in a foreign university, OS Help pays for that. And Vet Fee Help is something that applies to diploma level courses in vocational education.
यस किसिमका शैक्षिक कर्जा लिने उमेरको कुनै हदबन्दी छैन र लगातार उच्च शिक्षा हासिल गर्न खोज्नेहरूको लागि पनि कुनै रोकटोक नभएको बताइन्छ। अस्ट्रेलियाको नागरिकता भएकाहरूलाई मात्र भएको यो सुविधा पर्मानेन्ट रेसिडेन्सीको भिसा हुनेहरूलाई नभएको नोटन बताउँछन्।
If you did an education course or an arts course, it would cost about $6,000 a year, so $18,000 to $20,000 for a three-year course. If you did computing or allied health or engineering, it would cost you about $9,000, so about $27,000 for a three-year degree. And the most expensive courses are medicine, dentistry, law and business, and that's about $10,400 a year, so sort of $31,000, $32,000 for a three-year degree or up to $60,000 for medicine.
ग्राटन इन्स्टिट्युटका एन्ड्रयू नोटनले शरणार्थी भिसा लगायतका मानवीय प्रवेशाज्ञा बोकेर अस्ट्रेलिया छिरेकाहरूलाई भने यो कर्जा सुविधा उपलब्ध रहेको बताएका छन्।
Individual universities might offer some extra assistance, but generally it is quite difficult for people who are permanent residents but not citizens. It's a significant disadvantage to being just a permanent resident rather than a citizen.
नोटनका अनुसार शैक्षिक कर्जाका साथै 24 वर्ष नपुगुन्जेल युवा भत्ता पनि सरकारबाट विद्यार्थीहरूलाई उपलब्ध हुने गर्दछ। यदि विद्यार्थीहरू अन्य केही रोजगारितामा लागेका छन् भने पनि यो भत्तालाई उनीहरूले पाइरहनेछन्। तर यस किसिमको सुविधा पाउनका लागि केही शर्तहरू भने पूरा हुनुपर्छ।
Youth allowance applies for young people aged up to 24. Fairly complex eligibility, but generally people whose parents earn up to $150,000 can get at least some youth allowance, not necessarily the whole amount. And so that can be a valuable assistance to people who are seeking to go to higher education. Generally, most students also work, so it's a combination of your own income and youth allowance.
जुनसुकै विश्वविद्यालय गए पनि पढाइ खर्च उस्तै हो भनी बताउँदै आउँदो जनवरी महिनापछि शैक्षिक कर्जाका केही नियमहरू परिवर्तन हुने नोटन बताउँछन्। कर्जाले अस्ट्रेलियाको विश्वविद्यालय जाने अनि पढाइ सक्नासाथ विदेश जानेले अब पुरै ऋण चुक्ता गर्नुपर्छ भनी उनी बताउँछन्।
That's one important change for a migrant who might return to their home country. The other potential change is that at the moment, you don't have to repay unless you earn $54,000 a year. In the recent past, the government has suggested that should be lower, and so it's possible that in future that threshold for repaying will be a lower annual income than it is now.